Oh, good morning, Pacifics fans. Oh, you did it again. You made it. It is Friday. Welcome to the show. You are one step closer to the weekend. We said it last week. We'll say it again. How's everyone doing out there? Hunter Hornstein with you. This is Pacifics Baseball Insider, PBI, the show. We do it live every Friday morning from 9 to 9:30. And we'll get you caught up on everything that happened within the Pacifics baseball realm. Get you caught up with the club. Get you a little preview of what's to come this weekend. And we're live. Thank you for joining us, however you may be listening to, here on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics baseball 2010. All 42 home games will be broadcasted live on radio.dominican.edu. Want to thank Dominican University for partnering with us and letting us use their equipment and their studio. Beautiful here. We are live at the Penguin Radio Studios. And this is going to be the home of PBI for the next month or so leading up to opening day. This is show number 4. If you're new, welcome. Again, my name's Hunter Hornstein. I'm the community outreach coordinator with the team. Also going to be doing a little color commentary for you guys during the season. Really excited about that. We are less than 30 days away. I think it's about 24. See if we can't get an official countdown going. I believe it's 24. It's something. It may be 25. Can we get the number on the number of games or number of days we have till we kick off against the Sonoma County Grapes? 24 days. There we go. 24 days, 11 hours, 12 minutes, and 27 seconds. I'm excited. Want to get in touch with the show? You can hit us up on Twitter. We are live. Just go ahead and search at PBI underscore radio. And you can tweet us live during the show. We'll interact with you. Don't forget that hashtag PBI. Also, you want to follow the Pacifics on Twitter, at SR Pacifics. That's the official Twitter handle. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. And that's how you can always get in contact with us. You want to contact me directly, hunter@pacificsbaseball.com. Also, if you want any information whatsoever on the Pacifics, you can either ask us or you can go and email info@pacificsbaseball.com. Got all your little housekeeping details out of the way. Tickets. Season tickets are still available, as well as mini plans and everything else in between. Season game tickets went on sale. Opening day sold out. However, we are releasing a select number of tickets on opening day. So if you missed your opportunity to buy tickets now, we will release a little bit online, but then the majority of them, you have to come to the ballpark day of, because those things went like hotcakes. We just a week ago, we were already at 80%. 2 days after that, they all gone. They way gone. So make sure you get your tickets for opening day. If you want to guarantee a seat, you're going to want to have to get a Pacific season party pass. Not a party pass, excuse me. A season ticket pass. It is actually kind of like a party if you think about it. You get to go to the ballpark. 42 games. Great baseball. Yeah, kind of like a party. Baseball party. How about that? But you do get guaranteed seats with that if you get your Pacifics season pass. PacificsBaseball.com for more information. Also, those mini plans will get you in there as well. The 20-game will. The 10 games will get you the day after, June 5th. So you do want to go to opening day. We'll have a commemorative pen to signify how important this game is. The first game in San Rafael Pacifics baseball history against the Sonoma County Grapes. That game's slated for 7:15, first pitch over to Albert Park down on B Street. You won't want to miss it. By the way, Albert Park looking quite beautiful. Quite beautiful. And speaking of Albert Park, we want to remind our fans that on Sunday, May 27th, the Pacifics will be holding a ballpark cleanup day. Albert Park, obviously. We would love some volunteers as well. Help out our staff. We're going to be out there. Help us out. We need help painting, weeding, flower planting. Any field work, grounds crew work, field fence signage, hanging up the signs, ballpark stuff. Basically, any general help can really, we'd really appreciate that. So we want to remind you that any general repairs, you know, all that stuff, if you want to help out the Pacifics and get us ready to go, May 27th, Sunday, a couple Sundays from now, is the ballpark cleanup day. Lunch will be served, and we will have tools and materials for you. If you want to get more information, go ahead, email me, hunter@pacificsbaseball.com, or you can email info@pacificsbaseball.com. Let us know you're coming, and we'll jot you down just so we know how many volunteers we got. We'd love to see you guys out there. It'd be a lot of help, or it'd be a lot of fun to get a lot of that help and get Albert Park going and rocking and rolling. And I'll tell you what, it's looking pretty beautiful right now. New paint, the nylon netting's coming soon. It's going to be good, but we do need some help. So if you want to help out, get some of your friends together, enjoy a nice ballpark or day at the ballpark, get some lunch, and you know, help out the Pacifics family. Also want to remind you that, we mentioned tickets, didn't we? Okay. Enough of the boring, you know, details and nitpicky stuff. I want to tell you a quick story about Tomochiko Tsuboi, who's one of our outfielders. He's a Japanese outfielder. He's coming from overseas, and he's going to be playing with us this year. And this is a developing story. This is kind of funny. So we found him on Twitter, and if you guys have been following us, you guys know about, you know, Twitter, and you know that we promote it very much, a lot. Both on PBI and on the Pacific's Twitter. And we found a guy that was, his handle was Tsuboi 3207, I believe. Let's see if we can't pull that up. Anywho, this is a guy that we were under the impression was Tsuboi. However, we got a tweet from him, from the San Rafael Pacific's one, the Twitter handle there. And we got a tweet saying that that was not Tsuboi, and it's just a fan. He's not the real Tsuboi. So now there's a we gotta have a little investigation now to see exactly who we got there, because we were under the impression that we were talking to Tsuboi himself from Japan, and we were very excited about it. But apparently that's not the case, because his cleats came in yesterday. We put them up on Instagram. We took a picture of them. We put him up there, and we tagged him, and he replied, and he was really excited. He said, "Those are my cleats. I'd like to wear them. Oh, very much. Please. Thank you." And then we come to find out that that might not be Tsuboi. This is literally breaking news. Happened about maybe an hour ago. So we don't know exactly if that Tsuboi is the correct Tsuboi, or if he's just a giant super fan who's really excited about Tsuboi and about the Pacifics. In any case, we really appreciate his support. I thought that was funny, and I passed that along to you guys because I got a kick out of it, and I'm sure when I go back to the office, we'll all get a kick out of it later today. But yeah, a little bit of an investigation going on, a little bit of maybe mistaken identity, lost in translation, something like that. Not entirely sure what's going on, but we'll try to figure that out. We want to remind you guys that go to our Twitter page and go find our players. Once the media guide comes out, we will be able to put those Twitter handles in the media guide, and you guys can follow them and really get on a one-on-one basis with our players. I implore you to go and seek us out and try to get in touch virally, because that's really where a lot of the news is going to be coming from in the season. You're going to get breaking news through Twitter, through Facebook, so definitely jump on that if you haven't already. We got a good show for you tonight. A little bit of different. We're going to recap a little bit of what's going on as far as the gala, as far as the Pacific's newest partnership, as far as wine is concerned. Everybody loves wine. And also we'll talk about donation items. And if you have a school or a company that has a raffle or an auction of some sort and you'd like to get a donation item from the Pacifics, I'll tell you a little bit about what those include and how you can get in contact with us and get that thing settled and squared away. A lot of schools have been asking about donation items. A lot of fans have as well. Also, when we come back in the second part of our show, we'll talk about the host families as well and what you can do to help out the Pacifics to be a host family. Have a Major League ball player in your home for the 42 games of summer. They won't be there all the time because they have to go on the road, but they will be there the majority of the time, and they'd really love a nice shower and a home-cooked meal. That'd be really, really cool for them. Also, we'll let you know what's going on with the sales and merchandise. Got a little bit of a quick little soundbite from Henry Cooper Graham, our sales manager, about the new hats that will be coming in. You don't want to miss those. Those things are almost ready. They're they're just almost ready. They're almost there. And then also we'll recap what's going to happen this weekend with the May Madness Parade downtown San Rafael. I think there might be another Drake sighting and maybe a player sighting as well. You never know. We'll get you caught up with that as well. And that'll take us right to 9:30 here on Friday, and then we'll get you going and get you jump-started for your day. And then after that, you will have maybe, what, 6-7 hours to go until the weekend, and then you guys can have some fun, maybe go to an A's game, watch the Giants, what have you. But, yeah, so that will, that'll do it for PBI tonight, or this morning, I should say. And, yeah, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about those the gala, the new wine partnership, as well as those donation items and what you want to do to get those donation items. Also, a lot of questions regarding tickets and if they're going to be printed tickets. I'll answer that when we come back. All that and more here on PBI. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. My name is Hunter Hornstein. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Pacifics Baseball Insider.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
The San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club begin their season on June 4th, 2012, and we know you'll want to be there. Reserve your opening day seat by purchasing a 2012 Pacifics season pass. With packages starting as low as $378, you can see all 42 home games this season, making sure you don't miss a single pitch. Just log on to PacificsBaseball.com to do the wave and get your 2012 season pass today. Hi fans, Stuart Horn, the voice of the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. You know, putting a team on the field requires a ton of hard work and dedication from a lot of people. Today, I'd like to remind you to visit our sponsors. These are the guys who really help us make it happen. When you stop by their shops and mention the Pacifics, you're saying thanks for helping make the dream of affordable family entertainment right here in San Rafael a reality. And this is professional baseball, played by the superstars of tomorrow, right here in our own backyard. So please support the sponsors of the Pacifics. Because of them, dreams really do come true. Hey Pacifics fans, join Hunter Horenstein every Friday morning at 9 a.m. for Pacifics Baseball Insider. The weekly Pacifics talk show, also known as PBI, will take you inside the locker room. You'll hear from everyone, from the front office members all the way to the fans on the street. Pacifics Baseball Insider, your access to Pacifics Baseball 2012, only on the Pacifics Baseball Network, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Hi fans, the San Rafael Pacifics are excited to introduce 10 and 20 game Mini of Marin mini ticket plans. This is a great opportunity for you to get some tickets to some of the team's best promotional nights. Mini of Marin plans are available for general admission grandstands, grandstand reserve, or the Pacifics dugout club. These plans of pre-selected games are on sale now at PacificsBaseball.com and start as low as $100. Get yours today. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to PBI. Hunter Hornstein. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. 2012, opening day, June 4th, against the Sonoma County Grapes. And by the way, saw some mock-ups for the Grapes hats and jerseys. Red wine. That's all I'm going to say. They look a lot like red wine, and they should be. They're grapes, correct? They look great, though. They're going to look really cool. A little jealous of the hat logo. The hats might be a little kind of different than the Pacifics. And speaking of those hats, we'll get to that on the other side of the next break. But we're talking about the gala right now, San Rafael Pacifics Inaugural Gala, which is slated for Sunday, June 3rd. And that is the day right prior to opening day That's going to go from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at the San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street. This is going to be a fun event because gala guests are going to be invited to come take batting practice at Albert Park prior to the gala at 4:30. That's from 4:30 to 6, and then from 6 o'clock you can go actually into the community center. There will be food, there will be wine, there will be beer, there will be refreshments. Tickets are $75 per person. So if you want to go ahead and do those, you can go to pacificsbaseball.com and get your payment done online, or you can mail a check if that's easier for you. That goes to, write this down, San Rafael Pacifics at 1115 2nd Street, San Rafael, California, 94901. You won't want to miss it. There's going to be a lot of raffle and silent auction prizes. There's going to be free parking as well. That's going to be available through the Corporate Center there in San Rafael, which is right across the street from Albert Park. Very generous to give us free parking, so we want to thank them. You can go find the entrance on Lindero at Anderson. There's going to be handicap parking only. That's available at the San Rafael Community Center. So if you are handicapped, you can go there. You don't have to necessarily go to the Corporate Center. Everyone else, though, please, we'd ask you, please park over there. It's just a short walk right across the street. Not a big deal. The gala is going to be pretty fun. There's going to be autographs. There's going to be the silent auction, like I mentioned, tasting stations for beer and wine and champagne. And also the Jack Straw Blues Band is going to be playing. That all starts at 6 o'clock. And then at 7:30, you're going to have our mayor, San Rafael Mayor Gary Phillips. He's going to be doing the welcome toast to the 2012 Pacifics. Our owner, our principal owner, I should say, Brian Clark, president and GM Mike Shapiro, and our manager, Mike Marshall, will all be speaking as well. They're going to be introducing the Pacifics. Our team will be there. It should be a lot of fun. You'll get to see everybody who's going to suit up for the San Rafael Pacifics come 2012, come June 4th. And then at the end of all that, that's when that silent auction will close and all the raffle prizes are drawn, and they'll get you guys as winners there. And then 9 o'clock, good night, and we will see you the next day because that is June 4th. That's opening day against the Sonoma County Grapes. Really excited. First pitch scheduled for 7:15. Again, tickets only $75 per person, so go to pacificsbaseball.com to get yours today. And while you're at it, go get some season passes and some mini plans and some single game tickets as well. We'd also greatly appreciate that. All right, let's talk about the other guys, the newest addition to the Pacifics family. The other guys, Wine, they have inked a deal here with the Pacifics, and they are going to be providing very, very good wine, very, very tasty wine for all of the 42 home games. So we're really excited about that. They're a wine company that is headquartered out of Sonoma, which is ironic because we have the Sonoma County Grapes. Also, they will, they're going to be providing all the wine for the team, and we're really excited to have them aboard. And if you want more information, go ahead and visit them, find them up on the internet, go Google them. You can go to www.togwines.com. That's www.togwines.com for more information. They've got some, a great selection up there, and we can't wait to taste that out of the ballpark. So just something else that you get to look forward to come June 4th, 2012. Also, speaking about that ballpark, another reminder, Sunday, May 27th, the Pacifics will be holding a ballpark cleanup day. We would love to have some volunteers to help out our staff. We need help painting, weeding, flower planting, field work, fence signage, and ballpark sign hanging, just general repairs as well. We will serve lunch, and we will have tools and materials if you are interested. Hunter at pacificsbaseball.com or info@pacificsbaseball.com. Let us know you're coming, and we'll get you hooked up. We would greatly appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about the donation items and what goes on, because there's a lot of talk about and a lot of people asking about donation items for different charities, for different events, for raffles, which is great. We love it. What we do with that, and let me tell you a little bit about what happens behind the scenes. So somebody will call us. They will say, hey, we'd like to get a donation item. Can the Pacifics donate something for our PTA raffle or what have you? And they'll call. We say, yeah, absolutely. We would like to hook you up. No worries. This is kind of our parameters. What are you guys looking for? What is the age group that you guys are looking for? Because that has to do a lot with it, and I'll tell you why. What we give out are called the Pacifics Fan Experiences, And what those are is a number of participatory events kind of meshed into one. That includes being a ball boy, bat boy, or a bat girl, don't discriminate, for a game. What that is you're going to be sitting in the dugout. You're going to have the opportunity to go get the bats for the team. You get to kind of be one-on-one with the team for a game. It's kind of a cool experience. It's if you see what they do, they have that with the Giants and the A's as well. A lot of other major league teams have it as the honorary bat boy, bat girl. You guys are actually going to be out there getting those bats, getting those balls for the team, and representing the Pacific. So it's kind of cool. Also, you get pregame recognition, which you're going to be announced over the loudspeaker. You get to wave in front of a big crowd of people. And then after that, prior to all that, you'll have access to batting practice during the game, and then a picture with your favorite Pacifics player as well. That's a pretty cool, to me, I think that's a cool little package. Because you can get, it's easy just to give free tickets away and say, hey, come out to the ballpark and enjoy it. But when you actually get to interact with players and sit down on the field in the dugout during a professional game, I think that's pretty cool. And fortunately, a lot of our other donation item holders, or requesters, I should say, the organizations that want us to donate, they feel the same way. And I think that's pretty cool because these kids are really excited about it. We've been scheduling some of the winners that have happened already during the off season, and everyone seems really jazzed about it. So I'll tell you what, if you guys know of a PTA or you guys are on the board for a school or a charity or church, and you guys are having a raffle, having an auction, what you guys are going to do, you guys are going to get in touch with the Pacifics. You can actually email me, hunter@pacificsbaseball.com, and say that, hey, this is what we want. We are talking about a raffle in which kids are going to be, asking for, the kids are going to be putting their tickets in for. And then what you're going to do is get in contact with us. We're going to hook you up with that. Let us, you guys a certificate that has to do that with the donation item. You guys present it during your auction, and then the winner, we just get their contact information, if you guys don't mind. We'll contact them because we don't want to handcuff our winners by saying, no, this is only good for a certain date. The actual winner gets to choose the date. Just a reminder, blackout dates will apply. But for the most part, everyone that asks for a date will get that date. Again, it's first come, first serve. Just letting you know that we do have a lot of these donation requests out. So if you get an email, number one, from the Pacific saying, hey, you won, let's talk about scheduling, I would believe that it behooves you to kind of get in contact with us fast so your favorite game doesn't go, unwarranted or unnoticed because somebody else, booked it before you. Just a first-come, first-serve basis, and we'll get you all set up. Hopefully those donation items are pretty cool. I think they are. A lot of people have been pretty jazzed about them, and again, it's a lot of fun. Also, those are kind of, they're a little lenient, so if you want to discuss maybe other options, if you think that your auction is not necessarily going to be going towards kids, but it's more towards a corporate event, there's other options that we can talk about. Again, pacificsbaseball.com, go ahead, look me up, Hunter Hornstein, hunter@pacificsbaseball.com. I'd be more than happy to work out a donation item with you and get you guys squared away and get you guys a Pacifics fan experience. They're a lot of fun. You won't want to miss them. When we come back, we're going to take another quick break. I'll let you know about those host families, and we'll get a couple of words from Kennedy Cooper Graham as far as sales and merchandising and regarding those new hats that are coming in. And then I'll also get you caught up on what's happening this weekend with one of our signees, Chase Fontaine, and there might be another Drake sighting down at downtown San Rafael on Saturday, so you won't want to miss it. You're listening to Pacifics Baseball Insider. My name's Hunter Hornstein, and this is the radio home of Pacifics Baseball 2012, radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club begin their season on June 4th, 2012, and we know you'll want to be there. Reserve your opening day seat by purchasing a 2012 Pacifics season pass. With packages starting as low as $378, you can see all 42 home games this season, making sure you don't miss a single pitch. Just log on to pacificsbaseball.com to do the wave and get a 2012 season pass today. Hi fans, Stuart Horn, the voice of the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. You know, putting a team on the field requires a ton of hard work and dedication from a lot of people. Today, I'd like to remind you to visit our sponsors. These are the guys who really help us make it happen. When you stop by their shops and mention the Pacifics, you're saying thanks for helping make the dream of affordable family entertainment right here in San Rafael a reality. And this is professional baseball, played by the superstars of tomorrow, right here in our own backyard. So please support the sponsors of the Pacifics. Because of them, dreams really do come true. Hey Pacifics fans, join Hunter Horenstein every Friday morning at 9 a.m. for Pacifics Baseball Insider. The weekly Pacifics talk show, also known as PBI, will take you inside the locker room. You'll hear from everyone from the front office members all the way to the fans on the street. Pacifics Baseball Insider, your access to Pacifics Baseball 2012, only on the Pacifics Baseball Network, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Hi fans, the San Rafael Pacifics are excited to introduce 10 and 20 game Mini of Marin mini ticket plans. This is a great opportunity for you to get some tickets to some of the team's best promotional nights. Mini of Marin plans are available for general admission grandstands, grandstand reserve, or the Pacifics dugout club. These plans of pre-selected games are on sale now at PacificsBaseball.com and start as low as $100. Get yours today. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to the program. Hunter Horenstein, PBI, Pacifics Baseball Insider, here on the radio home of Pacifics Baseball 2012, radio.dominican.edu. And thanks for tuning in. It's Friday, and we are almost out of time here. But before we have to go, let you know a little bit about the host families. If you guys want to be a host family for a Pacifics team member this year, visit PacificsBaseball.com. What those host families are going to be doing is that you house a professional player. A lot of these guys are coming from out of town or may not have a place to stay this year. So you guys get to be part of the Pacifics family. You guys also do get cool little promotional stuff as well as discounts as well as just general perks. And it's not a bad gig. I mean, if you are a baseball family and you have kids that are baseball oriented, having a professional ball player in the house as a role model, you know, and as a teacher and as a mentor may not be the worst thing in the world. I'm just saying. I mean, I think I would love that if I had that growing up, a kid or a kid growing up playing baseball, having a professional guy and watching him, how he goes about his business, how he prepares for every game and how he approaches the game in a professional manner. Man, that would have been awesome. So if you are interested, PacificsBaseball.com for more information or email info@PacificsBaseball.com. I'm telling you, might be not too bad. All right, Henry Cooper Graham, apparently we got some new hats coming in, do we, sir? Let me know. Tell me. Let me hear it.
Okay, so in other words, I'm Henry Graham. I'm the director of merchandising for the San Rafael Pacifics. Just working on putting out some new orders for some new merchandise coming in. We'll have the team-issued hats coming in a couple weeks. It's a very nice pro-fitted hat. We'll be unveiling the new hat logo for the 2012 season, and it's really exciting. They're going to be awesome hats, and you can get yours at PacificsBaseball.com.
Who's excited for a hat? I'm excited for a hat. The logo's changed about three different times. I think we've got it down, though. Not going to tell you a whole lot about it. It's just, it definitely has the wave in it. How about I tell you that? If you have seen our shirts, you know, we have that little wave, which is kind of cool. It definitely has that. Other than that, I think I'm going to keep it a secret. I've seen the hat. I've worn the hat. I've worn one of the prototypes, at least. It's a nice hat. I love the hat. You gotta love the hat. Love the Drake. All right, let me tell you about what's happening this weekend before we jet on out of here. This weekend, the May Madness Parade is going on, and the Drake is going to be there in the parade, as well as Chase Fontaine. He's one of our players. Those two will be out there. I'll be out there with them as well, and including one of our wonderful interns, Joe. Don't got a last name on him yet. We're not at that level yet. We're just on first name basis there in the Pacifics front office. But nevertheless, we'll be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I believe the parade goes at 4:30 till about 6. So we'll be out there. We'll Chase will be able to sign autographs, take some pictures. If you guys have any questions, I'll be out there to answer them. So, you know, come on by down 4th Street, I believe, is where we're going to be at, over by the City Plaza. 4:30, that parade starts. We'll go up and down. We get to sit in the kind of cool back of a cool car. Kind of excited about that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Really excited, though. Should be a lot of fun and just another one of those community events that we're ready to get going and kind of help us get excited about the season. Not that anyone needs to be excited about the season. I think everybody is already excited for the season. All righty, fans, 9:30, that'll do it. Another episode of PBI is in the books. I'll tell you what, it goes by so fast. What's that saying? Time flies when you're having fun. Never been truer here on this program. I want to thank everyone that tuned in. We really appreciate it. Those of you who hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, remember, you can always follow us at PBI_radio or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. You can also get in touch with me, Hunter@PacificsBaseball.com. Thanks a lot to everybody that tuned in. We'll hear you next Friday from 9 to 9:30. We do it live here on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball 2012. Reminder, opening day, June 4th, the Sonoma County Grapes taking on your 2012 San Rafael Pacifics. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to PBI. My name is Hunter Hornstein, and we'll hear you in about a week. Take care, everybody.